It's Tuesday, October 15, 2024.
Definitely did not see this coming this bad. I didn't expect to be in an island.
Hurricane Milton is gone, but Florida is still grappling with its toxic aftermath.
FEMA has advised all federal responders in Rutherford County, North Carolina, to stand down and evacuate the county immediately.
Trump's lies about FEMA disrupt disaster aid to North Carolina. Plus, the UK ditches coal for good.
For very good. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Now that Marjorie Taylor Greene is doubling down on her claim that the Democrats can control the weather, someone has to ask her, if that were true, wouldn't it be a pretty good reason to vote for the Democrat?
This is your Green News Report.
If there are two parties, one that can't control the weather and one that can, I'm going to go with the one that can.
Okay, Desi Doyen, so where is this week's disastrous hurricane?
Well, good news. There are no hurricanes this week.
So far.
So far.
What do you got for us today?
Well, although record-breaking Hurricane Milton exited Florida days ago, the state is still plagued with power outages, fuel shortages, and an ongoing flood emergency from Milton's torrential rains. On Monday, at least 4 inland rivers remained at major flood stage, a few hitting all-time records, trapping people in their homes, even in areas that had not flooded before. Mm. The state's Department of Health issued an advisory urging residents to avoid the floodwaters. The storm directly cut across an area with more than 100 facilities storing industrial waste, and it caused the release of millions of gallons of untreated sewage.
Yikes.
Research shows that toxic chemicals and bacteria from sewage and debris in floodwaters can cause severe illnesses to hurricane survivors long after the storm passes. Milton also generated dozens of tornadoes, including at least one powerful EF3 tornado, the first ever EF3 recorded in conjunction with a hurricane since NOAA records began in 1965.
So these storms are getting worse in every seeming way.
Yep. Climate change also gave a significant boost to Milton's destructiveness. A new World Weather Attribution study found climate change made Milton's rainfall 30% more intense.
Mm-hmm.
Climate change also boosted Milton's winds, meaning the storm would have made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane, not a Category 3 without it. Preliminary estimates put Hurricane Milton's damage at roughly $50 billion across Florida. President Biden visited damaged areas on Sunday, announcing an additional $600 million to rebuild communities displaced by recent hurricanes and build more resilience into Florida's electric grid. MAGA House Republicans representing the state are demanding more disaster aid just weeks after voting against boosting FEMA's disaster relief fund.
They would have shut down FEMA entirely if it was up to them.
Yep. The fiscal year has barely begun, but FEMA warns it has already spent nearly half of the disaster relief that Congress has allocated for the next 12 months. The mounting toll of repeat disasters means that every year FEMA runs a deficit and must shift funding from long-term infrastructure projects to life-saving operations after disasters. In North Carolina, Hurricane Helene's impacts continue. The Food and Drug Administration announced a national shortage of three drugs after a manufacturer was damaged and shut down by the storm. Donald Trump and right-wing media's relentless campaign of lies and disinformation about the federal response to Hurricane Helene has also had very real consequences for both storm victims and federal disaster relief workers, despite being repeatedly debunked by Republican officials. An armed man was arrested Monday for threats against FEMA workers, and disaster recovery personnel in one North Carolina county were temporarily withdrawn after National Guard members reported armed militia groups said to be, quote, hunting FEMA. Meanwhile, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, after lying for weeks that the Biden administration was withholding disaster aid from some areas for political reasons, at a California rally over the weekend, himself pledged to withhold disaster aid from California for political reasons.
Of course.
And we'll force it down his throat. And we'll say, Gavin, if you don't do it, we're not giving you any of that fire money that we send you all the time for all the forest fires that you have.
But there is a tiny spot of good news. The UK is now 100% free of coal after more than 140 years. The birthplace of the Industrial Revolution has shut down its last coal-fired power plant for good.
And maybe Charles Dickens is celebrating. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Can you hear the death knell toll? Can you hear the death knell toll?